It's time again for our Tuesday morning visit with PolitiFact Virginia, the fact-checking unit at the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Sean Gorman joins us again this morning. Hi, Sean.
Hello, Wayne.
Since the election, you folks at PolitiFact Virginia have been focusing on the Bobometer. That's where you go back to the gubernatorial campaign in 2009 and check out Governor Bob McDonnell's campaign promises to see how well he's done on fulfilling those promises. And we've got two recent items to ask you about today. First of all, the Bobometer checked into Governor McDonnell's campaign pledge to seek a telecommuter tax credit. So when you looked into that, how's he doing on it?
Well, McDonnell had said that one way to ease gridlock was to encourage and companies to allow employees to work from home instead of adding to congestion during their morning commutes. So he said he would push for a tax credit to cover businesses' costs of setting up telework arrangements with their employees. And McDonnell specified back then that the tax credit he envisioned would equal 100% of a company's initial cost of putting in place the telework infrastructure. Now, in 2011, at McDonnell's urging, the General Assembly passed a measure providing a tax credit of up to $1,200 per employee who teleworks. And that credit covers costs like purchasing computers for employees' homes and installing high-speed internet equipment. And that credit, which was extended through 2016, was capped at $50,000 per company. And if the overall amount sought by Virginia companies goes above $1 million, then the maximum credit is prorated or reduced. And for 2012, companies sought about $4.3 million from the credit, according to figures from the State Department of Taxation. So the expected expenditures were more than four times the $1 million in credits that are available. Now, McDonnell has signed legislation setting up the tax credit, though it's missing some key provisions from his campaign pledge, such as a stipulation that the credit would equal 100% of the setup costs to enable teleworking. So we rate this a compromise.
Okay. Now, the other recent item in the PolitiFact Virginia column dealt with McDonald's promise to seek adult trials for violent youthful offenders. Where does he stand on that?
Yeah, as you mentioned, McDonnell had promised he would push for a measure to require that juveniles charged with repeat violent crimes would be tried as adults in circuit court. He also said he would recommend statutory changes enabling prosecutors the discretion of transferring repeat juvenile drug dealers and gang members to circuit court for trial as an adult. Shortly after becoming governor in January 2010, McDonnell endorsed a Senate bill to allow youths 14 years and older to be tried as 14 years and older to be tried as adults for repeat offenses involving violence, drug dealing, and gang activity. And that measure was eventually killed. Now, earlier this year, the House passed a bill to make youths 14 years or older eligible for adult trial for second offenses or more for violent crimes, selling drugs and gang activities within 1,000 feet of schools and or community centers. Now, the Senate approved a watered-down version of the bill that makes 14-year-olds eligible for adult trials for third offenses for drug dealing. Gang activities and repeat violent crime were stripped from the legislation, which McDonnell signed in July. Now, McDonnell did keep his promise to propose legislation expanding the state's ability to try juvenile felons as adults for repeat crimes, so we rate this a promise kept.
All right, two recent items on the Bobometer by PolitiFact Virginia. Thanks to Sean Gorman.
Thank you.